from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sy Musiker. Whether he wants it or not, the president of Fresno State's student body has become an icon for undocumented immigrants seeking a path to citizenship. And Pedro Ramirez will probably get even more attention today during a scheduled campus rally for the DREAM Act. KQED's Tara Seiler reports.
The Federal DREAM Act would provide a pathway to citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants who enroll in college or join the military. The student body president's undocumented status was leaked to the press this week, and Pedro Ramirez is now getting nationwide attention. His academic advisor, David Schechter, says the leak may not have had the intended effect.
I think a boomerang effect has taken place where actually there's been a lot of support for Pedro on campus because he symbolizes the plight of many, many people in the Central Valley and elsewhere. And he knows that.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he will schedule a vote on the DREAM Act by the end of the year. I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.
A Sacramento area school district has voted to close a school because it's located too close to a potentially dangerous gas pipeline. The Twin Rivers Unified School District last night decided to abandon Harmon Johnson Elementary School, which is less than a block from the pipeline. A similar pipeline exploded in San Bruno 2 months ago, killing 8 people and leveling dozens of homes. After that explosion, pipeline owners PG&E released a list of the top 100 pipeline segments that required close monitoring. That list included the pipeline next to Harmon Johnson School. I'm Sy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Kitta Carbon Monoxide Alarms, available at the Home Depot. Kitta, technology that saves lives.